Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Thursday edition of JJ After Dark. It's John Jastrzemski right here on The Fan. And you thought maybe the Islanders will be getting ready for game one of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Philadelphia obviously had other plans in the overtime. So to talk some Isle hockey, to talk some Stanley Cup wagering and some NBA and some NFL wagering, we welcome a guy who's been kicking ass, and he's been very, very busy over at Sports Grid. Of course, still doing his thing with the Isle Seat Pod. My main man, Carver High himself, Mike Carver. What's happening, Mikey?
JJ, what's going on, man? I mean, this is great, right? We've got all these playoff games. We've got the NFL a week away. I know that a lot of this year wasn't great to us, you know, with everything that's going on in the world, but we've got a full sports calendar for Labor Day weekend, huh?
You ain't kidding. It's crazy in so many different ways to think about the fact that the NFL is starting next week. And I know you're all fired up about your Buffalo Bills. We'll get to that in a minute. But we got to start first with the fact, Mikey, that it's Labor Day weekend coming up, and the Islanders are either going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals or it's going to be a win-or-go-home Game 7 against Philadelphia. I know you don't want that. I want to start here. This Islander team has obviously played great since the restart. They obviously have gotten a lot healthier. What has it been, though, in your opinion, that in these closeout games, at least the first opportunity, against Florida, against Washington, and now against Philly, they haven't been at their very best? Have you noticed, you know, something in these three games that maybe you haven't noticed from the Islanders in other situations?
Yeah, you know, it is a little weird that in every series they've had a chance to close the team out and they had to go one extra game to do it. And I think that that just kind of goes to what you see in any playoff series, whether it be in the NHL or in the NBA, you know, Johnny, when, you know, teams are just looking to fight. They're looking to hang on. But what usually happens in that next game? You know, how it's not often you see them force that seventh game. Usually the better team finally rises to the crop there. In that game six, in a situation like this where you got a 3-1 series. So I'm not saying the Islanders have let down in any of these games. The one thing I have noticed in all is in the Florida series and in the Washington series, that game where they had to close out, those were the games where they made the most mental mistakes. There's no question. I don't think that was the case the other night against Philadelphia. I thought, JJ, that these last two games the Flyers have played, you know, their best games of the series. And the Islanders were dominant through the first three, even though they lost game two. I thought they were the better team. But the Flyers have been better. The Islanders have had to expect that. And these are the spots, Johnny, where, you know, Barry Trotz, having the best coach in the NHL, he's going to go to the blackboard here. He's going to see what went wrong, especially in the last game. And he's going to correct it and have them ready to go for Thursday night game six.
Mikey, obviously you remember Alain Vigneault with the Rangers, down 3-1 against the Penguins, wins the series. Down 3-1 against the Capitals, comes back and wins the series. Do you think for Philadelphia, from a confidence standpoint, the fact that they've won the two games in overtime, is that maybe a springboard for them? Or is it more due to the fact that it's like, man, we had chances to win these games and we still got to find a way to win it in overtime? Like, is there any momentum direct correlation to winning a game like that in dramatic fashion, or you don't really see it that way?
No, I don't see it that way. And here's the thing with these two overtime wins for Philadelphia, John. They had multi-goal leads in the third period.
Now they let them slip away. It's crazy.
Both of those games, in Game 2 and in Game 5, they had a 3-goal lead in Game 2. Isles end up tying and sending it to OT. They had a 3-1 lead in the third period in Game 5 the other night. Islanders come back late, get it to overtime, and in both of those games, those overtime winners, you know, they were deflected point shots off of sticks that end up going by Semyon Varlamov. So, you know what, Johnny, it is what it is. I don't think the Islanders can walk away and say that they were completely outplayed in any of these games. And if you're the Flyers and you're Alain Vigneault, you do got to think, man, we had leads, we blew them. You know, we're in this thing, but I think they know that they're going to get the Islanders' best game on Thursday night. And out of the two guys that, you know, there's an injury situation here, John, for both teams. Now, it looks like Matt Barzal, who took that stick in the face. You know, the Islanders aren't going to tell you. The NHL, with their dopey injury rules, you never know who's hurt and who's not, if anybody's better until they show up on the ice and play. But there's been a few people up in Toronto, like Dave Bagnota from the fourth period, who have said that Barzal is fine. He, you know, it missed his eyes, a couple stitches, he's going to play. But the Couturier injury for Philly, John, that is a big deal if he cannot play in Game 6. He does a lot of things for them. Big center, great on the defensive side as well. So both teams have big centers that, you know, we'll see how ready to go they are for this game.
Biggest concern with the Islanders, Mike, they're up 3-2 in this series. We know how tough they've been. We know how well coached they've been. But if something has alarmed you in these last couple of games, what would it be?
I just think that they've gotten away from their game a little bit. I think the one thing that we praised the Islanders so much throughout the Florida and the Washington series, and I think through the first, you know, 3.5-4 games of this one, was how dominant they were 5-on-5. You know, even though they had lost a couple of games, you came out of them saying, yeah, you know what, but they were still kind of the better team for good portions of the game. I feel like the Flyers have started to, you know, had really long stretches of the game where they're out playing the Islanders, and the Islanders like that 5-on-5 game. They like throwing every line at the other team. I'm not saying guys are getting tired, JJ. I just think maybe it just needs, Barry needs to refocus everybody, get them straightened out, and get back to what they did for, let's be honest, 80 to 85% of these games in the Toronto bubble. The Islanders have been so good 5-on-5. They need to just get back to that. And you know what else wouldn't help them, Johnny? It would help them out, Johnny? How about scoring a couple early goals like they did in these other closeout games against Washington and Florida? You know, get out to that early 2-0 lead, because when the Islanders have leads, you haven't seen them blowing those, that's for sure.
My buddy Mike Carver, Sports Grid, Isle Sea Pod, he joins us here on the Fan. Mike, you think the Islanders get it done later on tonight?
Yeah, I do. I just for those things that I just said, I feel like that they have been the better team. I feel like even in these closeout games when they lose the first one, they come back with such a big effort. I think that Varlamov has played well. You know, Hart has been very good for the Flyers, but I think that there is a slight edge to Varlamov in this game, and the coaching too. I just feel like Barry getting a couple of days here to reassess and go through everything, and I think he'll make a couple changes too, Johnny. He did this in the Washington series. You know, they lose that game 4 to the Caps. They had to come back and play them in a game 5. He changed a couple of guys in and out. He put Ross Johnson in, wanted to play a little bit more of a heavier game. I could see Barry, you know, tinkering a little bit on Thursday night and putting a couple different guys in the lineup and try to jumpstart some people.
Okay, Mike, let's get to some of the potential series odds. And I know you're doing a ton of that now over at Sports Grid. Islanders or Flyers taking on Tampa Bay? Either team is going to be an underdog. What would you anticipate a potential series price would be with Tampa against either one of those teams?
I think that you might see Tampa, you know, against the Islanders, probably a minus 175 to a minus 200. I think it could be in that type of range. Tampa is, they're the best team, Johnny, especially in the East. They're built. We know what happened to them last year. They had the best regular season, and then they got swept by Columbus. They've come back here with some purpose. They slayed the dragon of beating Columbus in the first round here, played extremely well against the Boston Bruins. Now, they have an injury situation, too. You know, Stamkos has not played at all for them, and Kucherov leaves the game against Boston the other night. So that could factor in a little bit, but I think that Tampa would be a healthy favorite against the New York Islanders if they faced them, and the same if the Flyers somehow found a way to win two games here against them.
You know the deal with the Golden Knights. They're getting past Vancouver. The series price tells you as such. They're laying 1,200. That's all you need to know. Dallas, Colorado. Who gives Vegas a tougher series?
Colorado probably does. People have wanted to see this Vegas-Colorado series for a long time, but this Dallas-Colorado series, JJ, honestly, this has been bonkers what's gone on here. The amount of goals that have been scored, the craziness, the streaks, like you've been seeing three goals in 2.5 minutes, four goals in a 5-minute span, the streaks back and forth between these two teams, and now on Wednesday night, you have Colorado forcing a Game 7 with an absolute hack in goal. This guy, Michael Hutchinson, who's playing in the nets for Colorado, he's their third-string guy, John. Both of their two main guys have gotten hurt, Grubauer and Francouz, and they have this guy who stinks, and they still have won the last two games because Dallas, they can't stop a beach ball now all of a sudden with Hudobin and Ben Bishop. I think that Colorado's going to find a way to win this Game 7, despite the fact that they were down 3-1 in this series. And it's going to be about the goaltender injury for me. If this guy Hutchinson has to play in that Vegas series, I think that's a big problem for Colorado, John, because Vegas, they don't mess around. They are like Tampa. They are a built team. They are a deep team. They are ready to go, and they will eat Hutchinson alive if they have to play him in a 7-game series. If they can somehow get a couple of their regular goals, they need Grubauer back. He got a big injury in that first game against Dallas. But Vegas is going to win the Western Conference, Johnny. I'm confident in that.
Okay, let's get to the NBA. I know you have some series prices that are alive and that are very well. The beak is alive. The beak is well. So, Mike, what are you all over right now looking at the NBA card as we move forward?
Yeah, I liked the Heat at the start of this Bucks series, John.
You and me both. What you get it at, Mike?
I ended up getting it at plus 360.
Okay, close enough. I got 400, but close enough. Okay.
Yeah, I got it at plus 360. I got it the morning of game one, so a lot of money had started coming in on the Heat by that point and dropped that price down a little bit. And you look at it now up 2-0, they're minus 132 to win the series. So there's been a heavy swing in that. It's hard for me in the other Eastern series, Johnny, to have a lot of confidence in the Raptors down 2-0. There just really is. You know, if you think, you know, heart of a champion type of stuff, they're actually plus 360 right now to go ahead and come back from 2-0 down. Not sure if I'm going to be feeling that at all because the Celtics have played really well in those first two games. And it's hard for me, John, to go with the Nuggets here. The Clippers, I think, are going to beat them. Here's what I'm actually going to do. I actually like the Clippers to win that series, and let's say you play them to win in 5 games. You know, you could get the Clippers to win in 5 at plus 195. You can get them to win at 6 in plus 330. So instead of betting them for the series, which you can't do, at minus 1,500, I mean, you're not going to lay that down for the Clippers to win a series. Pick them in a game. Pick them to win in 5 or 6. Try to give yourself a little plus money there. And I know the odds haven't come out for this Laker-Rockets series yet, but let's be fair. I think the Rockets were lucky to get through the Thunder here in Game 7. I know that game was very good to both of us. We both had the Rockets in the series there. But I can't see them beating LeBron 4 times. I thought they were lucky to get out. They tried to hand Oklahoma City that Game 7, and the Thunder wouldn't take it. I find it hard to believe, John, that the Lakers would beat that the Rockets would beat them 4 times.
Mike, before we get you out of here, I know the Buffalo Bills near and dear to your heart. And I look right now and I see the Buffalo Bills as Vegas favorites to win the AFC East. And it's very, very tight. I'm looking right now. I got Buffalo minus 115. I see New England plus 120. Is this going to be the year your Bills finally dethrone the Patriots in the AFC East?
Not this year. What year could it possibly
be? Well, that's a good point. Yeah,
seriously, I think that people, it's weird to see the Bills get so hyped up. But when you look at it, honestly, their defense was outstanding last year. They were a top 5 defense in the NFL, and they did not lose really any big pieces. They lost Jordan Phillips, but They worked in the draft to get some new guys in here. And the Patriots, John, they've lost so many guys beyond just Tom Brady walking down to Tampa. Look at all the guys who sat out the season and opted out. Some big pieces for them, whether it be Hightower, whether it be these other guys. They're missing so many guys. And they're, you know, even right now with the Bills to win the division, I don't see it. Everybody, and the reason why is because Josh Allen. And Josh Allen still has to prove it to a lot of people. He's an exciting player. He improved last year. He did great things in that playoff game against the Texans, but he also did some really dumb things. So now he has a big-time weapon in Stephon Diggs. You put him with what John Brown did for them last year, what Cole Beasley did, emerging tight end in Dawson Knox, and I think the Bills do win this division. I like their over, JJ, and I just don't see the Patriots. I think the Patriots are an auto-under for me. I think that they are getting so overrated right now. Everybody loves Bill. I understand it, but I don't see talent. They Camden play last year. I just don't see it, JJ, with the Patriots, with their over-under or with winning the division.
Yeah, I think the only way you're making a case for the Patriots having a big year is pedigree and pedigree alone. Nobody knows what to expect with Newton. They don't have weapons on the outside. We know Belichick is a master, but that defense, Mike, second half of the year, they were getting torched in some games. I mean, they had a chance to get a bye first round, and they're getting torched left and right by Fitzpatrick in a game they needed to win. That should tell you the Patriot defense, that and losing a couple of guys with COVID, they're in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. They lost all those guys, and a lot of the guys that were a main heart of that D are not going to play this year. They lost Van Noy, went down to your guys in Miami. They lost a lot of pieces off that D that, like you said, did crumble towards the end. I am not believing at all in the Patriots. I know that everybody who's a fan of every other team in the AFC East has been waiting for this moment for 20 years. We're all hoping that we get it. But, geez, when they're due for a little 6-10 season, aren't they here, John?
That would be nice. Now, listen, Mike, I'm very grateful for the time. I'll be rooting for you Islanders. Let's just say, Mike, I've been on board every series. So I want to do it at least one or two more times here. And if the Islanders could ever go to the Stanley Cup final, Mikey, I'm going to be cashing in. So I'm all aboard, baby.
Well, listen, I'm going to give you two things with the Island game. They're a deserved -130 favorite for this game on Thursday. But here's another one you want to look at, John. The unders in the first period for the New York Islanders during these games in the Toronto bubble, they have been fire. 4 out of 5 in the Flyers series, 4 out of 5 in the Capitals series. They, you know, these games get off the slow starts, these Islander games. So keep an eye on that under in the first period again.
Mikey, tremendous stuff. Enjoy the game later on tonight. Let's do this again soon, all right?
All right, Johnny. I'll talk to you, buddy.
Great stuff there from our good pal Mike Carver. Carver High over at Sports Grid. I'll see Pod. He's moving and shaking every which way. And we both like the Islanders to get it done in 6. That was our prediction. Isles in 6. We're sticking to it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.